G'day again in this episode of Grey Matters, the benefits of community living. Ben Davis with you. Alongside me in the studio is Tracy Sylvester from Seasons Aged Care. And Tracy, let's go straight off the bat here. Community living as opposed to retirement village living, two very different things.
Yeah, so when we're talking about community living, Ben, we're not talking about community living in terms of staying in your own home, because that's what some people might think it is, and we're not talking about retirement villages. Retirement villages are really for a group of people who want to downsize as they get older, and they don't want to have the big backyard and the 42,000 steps up at the front and down the back, and they also want some lifestyle with that. When we talk about community living, and that's something, it's a term that we've really coined within Seasons to describe what we do there, it's really to talk about the benefits of living in a community as you age. So the idea is we've created a village within a village. Within our Seasons environment, the difference, I guess, is that we've created a community that's got a very strong focus on people being looked after, either by their family members or their partners or their spouses or the on-site care staff that we have within Seasons. And so the benefit, particularly for couples as they age, the thing that they hate the thought of the most is that they might be separated because one of them needs to go into a nursing home.
And that doesn't happen here.
We actually pride ourselves on being able to look after couples as they age. The person who doesn't need care can actually get their life back, and the person who does need care can receive the care, but they're still together.
It can be so scary. But yes. you've just peeled that all back. Now there is also assisted care on site.
We have our 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week care provider, and we pride ourselves on being a support to the family, whatever that looks like. Mum or dad or both need care. How much care do they need? What bits are you going to do? And what bits will we do? And it's quite seamless.
And that level of care can increase or
yes,
decrease as needed?
That's right. So we are not unknown to be having care staff working from somebody's house if they're very unwell or if they're actively receiving palliative care. Or we might visit someone once a week to do their cleaning.
So, Tracy, someone just coming in to do the cleaning once a week, I mean, that's a level of care.
Absolutely. And in fact, there's a lot of research, Ben, that says that for people who are ageing and starting to need services, that cleaning service is probably the most important service that they will ever get, because functionally, in terms of people's ability to do stuff, that's something that they lose as they get older, is the ability to mop the floor or to clean the toilet or whatever. The other thing that means is that there's somebody going in to actually see how that person's going and can pick up on some of those really subtle declines in somebody's health. So it really does depend on what they need and what they want. Choice is really, really important to us. And we're on a bit of a mission within Seasons to support people to live the age they are inside.
Positively aging.
Yes. We've all got an age we are inside. I'm 29. Yeah, you laugh. Yeah, right.
No, sorry. I would have thought 25.
Yeah, thanks. But if you actually thought about it, if there's an age that you are, that you still think back and you go, yeah, I'm still that age.
Yeah.
And if you talk to older people, and I've done a fair bit of talking to older people over the last 12 months, they've all got an age they are inside. And they get really cranky when you start talking to them about being an old person. So we try and, within Seasons, actually keep people thinking about themselves as that 25-year-old.
Tracy, so many benefits of community living, and thank you for paring back the scariness for anyone who is entering into this. Remember, Grey Matters.